Good Friday morning, and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Serious conversation, guys. For those of you that are waiting for a serious, for a serious talk from now until the hour of 11, then, you've tuned into, you have tuned into the wrong program. But if you're here for comedy, then welcome to the show, because from here until the hour of 11, it's just me and sarcasm. Politically, most of it, because, well, there's nothing that I find more fascinating or more like, interesting to make fun of than a bunch of fully grown men and women called, known as politicians, making kindergarten type mistakes. Let me give you an example. On the 21st, that's on the 21st, right? Two nations leaders, South Africa and the US, sat in the, Oval Office in the house of one of the most powerful countries on the planet to watch a PowerPoint presentation of Julius Malema. Now, when everyone was watching that and going, Ramaphosa should have said this, Donald Trump should have said this, what was going on in my head was like, I can't believe these guys are the ones that are in charge of running the world. These guys are in charge. Isn't that scary enough? Like, those guys are, they're the ones running the world. I was terrified. I'm still terrified. And even now you have a lot of people that are arguing, no, Ramaphosa should have said this. No, Donald Trump is just want to undermine, undermine South African government. And you have those, both South Africans and Americans, and basically Americans and Africans are divided over, they're polarized. Some are supporting, Trump has a point. This genocide going on in South Africa. Now, frankly, I know the genocide in South Africa is a flat out lie. The genocide that we are witnessing in real time is the one taking place in Palestine. Now, that one is being committed by yours truly, Israel, who is being backed up both militarily, financially, politically, and other types of ally by the very same guy that is assuming there is a genocide going on in South Africa. So when you look at that, I'm going like, no. Now, racial discrimination is one of those things that, the American government is trying to use, to justify, the issue they have with South Africa. Well, not really. Now, here's the thing. If it really is about, racial discrimination that the Americans don't like, then I have some pretty interesting statistics for you. Let's just go with the wild point of view that America does not like racial discrimination. First of all, the KKK's headquarters is in the US. Ku Klux Klan, a bunch of guys that believe that unless you are white and have blue eyes and blonde hair, you are not evolved enough to be a human being. Some garbage like that. Now, here's the thing. One thing, just to clarify about that. Now, the KKK, aka Ku Klux Klan, or Skull and Bones for short, is, I'm not sure if it's a religious organization or an occult or whatever they are classified as. But, a lot of people have basically left that organization once they found out that this is just another one of those religious, a political garbage combo put together to form more like a spread hate between different people. Now, let's just go with the wild idea that the US does not like discrimination based on race. Therefore, that is the only reason behind the political and economic tension between the US and South Africa. Boy, that's one heck of a lie. Let me explain. Now, using some numbers I was able to get, I was able to acquire from an organization called Prison Policy Initiative. Now, Prison Policy Initiative is known as prison policy initiative is a criminal justice oriented American public policy think tank based in something Hampton, Massachusetts. Now, so this is an American think tank that's looking at the at the prison statistics of the U.S. Now, if you already know this information, then you and I are right now having either a very good time talking about this or a very terrible time talking about it. Racial and ethnic disparities, research and statistics on racial and ethnic disparities in the criminal legal system. That's American, you know, the guys that don't like, that do not tolerate any criminal, any discrimination based on skill or based on skin color. Moving on. Now, reading something here. Now, I just can't wait to go through this so that I can come to Sankwasa and Paul's Noah. Those guys are, spicing up Namibian politics. You guys, I'll be with you shortly. Now, let's start with Ramaphosa and Donald Trump here now, shall we? Now, just before I get to them, I have heard that, someone, I won't mention, because if you guys paid me to market for you, I would, but because you didn't, I would just, avoid mentioning your names. I'm told, a little Betty told me that, someone is organizing a boxing match between, I think it's taking place sometimes next month between, Ninja, and between Ninja and and Harry Simon. So I'm just saying, how about after that we organize one between Sankwasa and Paul Snow? I will buy a ticket. I swear, I promise, I will.
Time for month end magic at WB. Get a 1 kg jungle oats for only $37.99. 2x 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $149.99 with Smart Buy. 5 kg nice rice for only $94.99 with Smart Buy. 2.2 kg Surf hand washing powder for $49.99. And a Huggies dry comfort value pack for only $154.99. See all our month end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
So, can someone, please just organize that match, I think we should, normalize this thing. I think we should normalize, every time that, for example, public figures have disagreements, they don't seem to settle. How about we just, throw them in a boxing ring and tell them, settle it. Mano umano. Omano umano. I have no idea what woman, what a woman is in Spanish, so leave me alone. So, prison racial type of disparity in the American, housing and sentencing. Oh dear. Now, racial disproportionality of U.S. prison population revisited. Oh yeah, that is. Recent reports have focused on the statistics about the high group of black males in their 20s. The range of control of offenders, including prison, jail, probation and payroll intensifies the concern about the extent to which gross racial disproportionality in incarceration rates is a function of discrimination within the criminal justice versus a true reflection of differential involvement in, and there you have a lot of jargons going on there. Not my lingo. The racial disparities in U.S. Incarcerations are pervasive and significant, with black individuals facing significantly higher rates of imprisonment compared to their white counterparts. Yeah! That's coming from a country, that is saying we don't like racial discrimination. Oh, yeah, get out of here. Again, this has nothing to do with farm, you know, with farm murders. And I really, I really like how this whole, you know, accusations of, you know, of racial discrimination and, you know, white genocide in South Africa have, on the contrary, united black people and white people, not just in South Africa, but the world over. Because, you know, a lot of farmers in South Africa are coming out and going, I don't think calling it a genocide is a good, it's a right name. Farm crime. Crimes are committed against farmers, and it's not just white farmers, it's all farmers. Now, for those of you that have been following Dan Koda, Dan Koda, the comedian guy with a bunch of beanies, he said something, you know, he said something similar to that about a year or two ago, when he said, let's answer one question on this farm murder discussion. Let's ask ourselves one question. When a bunch of marauders or thieves break into a farm, do they harm white people only and leave everyone that's black? Or do they just harm everyone that, you know, that they come into contact with, or anyone that come, that they find at that farm, irrespective of their skin color? The statistics shows that when a bunch of these thieves break at a, break in a farm, they are going to harm anyone they are going to meet, black or white. They're thieves after all. That's not surprising. So, and a lot of people now, you know, what pains me about the whole, Donald Trump and Ramaphosa in, PowerPoint presentation is that a lot of people seem to think that Donald Trump really has no clue what's going on in South Africa. No. He knows. Oh, he knows more than you think he does. First of all, you are talking about one of the countries with the largest intelligence organization, with the furthest reach. If they wanted to get the real statistics of what's going on farm-wise in South Africa, they would have acquired it legally or illegally. If they wanted to, they would have. They just decided intentionally, if you ask me, on purpose, got all types of wrong information. And now they are using it to stir up all these things. By the way, it's not that for the millionth time, Trump is fully aware, and so is Elon Musk, by the way. These two guys, they are fully aware of the reality on the ground. They don't really care about farmers. No, they don't care about that. Yeah, put in mind that a few years ago, the same country cared a lot about Ukraine. They pushed them into a war. A short answer, they didn't care about Ukraine. No, not really. They pretended to care about about Ukraine. No, they didn't. Let me explain that part with, my favorite sources coming out of the U.S., coming out of the U.S. And that is a telegram that was sent, I think, somewhere in 2008 by the then CIA director William Burns, and it was it's one of those documents that made an expose of the WikiLeaks. And you're gonna love this part. Here's the thing: Here's the, the worst mistake you can make is assume that politicians are dumb. No, they're not. Politicians are not dumb. Anything that they are doing, if it looks dumb, they are playing dumb for a certain end goal that they have in mind. Find out what that end goal is, and you'll understand what's going on. Both Donald Trump and Elon Musk are billionaires. They are really, really never underestimate just how smart these guys are. So, you assuming that they are dumb, you have fallen for one of the end goals they wanted to achieve. You underestimating their intelligence. That's one. One gentleman observed and wrote a quote, which is also one of my favorite to this day, that the biggest lie the devil ever told, the biggest lie the devil ever told was telling everyone that he doesn't exist. That lie was a genius move. That was the best way. The devil managed to convince a lot of people that he doesn't exist. Now, that was a genius lie. Now, how did we end up there again? We ended up there because of a lot of people believing that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are just a bunch of idiots. No, they're not. Those two guys are rich because they are smart. And they have managed to pull that off by constantly showing people that they are dumb. When in actual reality, they are really, 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 and I can't stress this enough, they are extremely smart. Now, back in 2022, when the tension between Russia and Ukraine, basically Russia and the West was staring up so high, something interesting happened. None of the mainstream media, at least that I came across, referenced this piece of document. Everyone that was, especially Western media, framed the war between Russia and Ukraine to look like it started on 24 February 2022. It didn't. The tension between these two countries actually goes way back to the 90s, but we don't have time to go all that far. We just go to 2008. And there is a specific reason for that. That's because, February 1, 2008, 25 minutes past the hour of 2. Man, I like the CIA. Because they document everything. Now, at the time of 25 minutes past the hour of 2 in the afternoon, Moscow time. In February of 2008, I was in grade 8, by the way, a confidential document was sent to the U.S. This guy was the CIA director at the time. William Burns was the guy. Now, the summary is as follows. Oh, you're gonna love this. Summary, following a muted first reaction to Ukraine's intent to seek NATO membership action plan, MAP, they are politicians after all, they will label everything, MAP, at the Bucharest summit, Foreign Minister Lavrov, who is still interesting, man, for how long has this guy been a foreign minister? Jesus. Foreign Minister Lavrov and other senior officials have reiterated strong opposition, stressing that Russia would view further outwards expansion as a potential military threat. NATO enlargement, particularly to Ukraine, remains an emotional and neuralgic issue for Russia, but strategic policy, considering also underlie strong opposition to NATO membership for Ukraine and Georgia. And it's a large document. You can get it. You can find it on the internet. It's free. It's public information. It's not a secret. Part of my favorite part is during his annual review of Russia's foreign policy, January 2022 to 2023, Foreign Minister Lavrov stressed that Russia has had to view continued outwards expansion of NATO, particularly to Ukraine and Georgia, as a potential military threat. While Russia might believe statements from the West that NATO was not directed against Russia, when one looked at the recent military activities in NATO countries, establishment of U.S. forward operating locations, etc., they had to be evaluated not by stated intention, but by potential. What are you capable of doing with this level of military presence? Now, these are the analysis of an American citizen working for the highest level of the U.S. intelligence. Lavrov emphasized, according to William Burns, emphasized that Russia was not convinced that enlargement was not based on security reasons, but was a legacy of Cold War. And then he goes on to point out a bunch of things which, now, Ukraine and Georgia's NATO inspiration not only touch a raw nerve. Yeah, that's the part I was waiting for. Ukraine and Georgia's NATO aspiration not only touch a raw nerve in Russia. They endanger, what's that now? Serious concerns about about the consequences of stability in the region. Not only does Russia perceive encirclement and effort to undermine Russia's influence in the region, but it also fears unpredictable and uncontrolled consequences which would seriously affect Russia's security interests. That was in 2008, not in 2022. So every time a bunch of politicians tells you that something started yesterday, read about the history of that particular event. You'll find out that it actually goes back way older than that. This is one of them. Now, after the break, we talk about Sangwasa.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
The time is just a minute past the hour of 10, and if you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmed here on Eagle FM. And we are going until the hour of 11. Now, for those of you that are following the whole PowerPoint presentation, I mean, one thing I find very embarrassing about the whole Donald Trump and Ramaphosa meeting is that, guys, gossip, socially, we all believed up until the meeting between Donald Trump, that meeting between Donald Trump and Cyril Ramaphosa. Until that day, the whole world, society-wise, we all agreed that gossiping was a woman thing. It turns out, men also gossip. Other men, including presidents, by the way, two presidents met to gossip another head of political party. halfway across the planet. Now, it seems to me like, you know, if you are just, you know, a group of women or men, you know, gossiping in a sports field or in a salon somewhere. Well, your gossip is just based on words. But if you are two of some of the, presidents from some of the biggest economies, your gossip is more technologically advanced. It comes with a PowerPoint presentation of the guy that you are gossiping. Now, I'm looking at this and going, really? Guys, you are not helping. Now, if those two were gay, would say that, gossiping is a gay people thing, but last time I checked, they are both straight, and they both have wives. Now, guys, I can't keep defending us when we keep doing things like this. Because, first of all, that international level gossip, and the most expensive, by the way, taxpayers have to pay for those idiots to meet, and for that presentation, by the way, taxpayers on, and both sides had to meet. And then they started gossiping in front of the media. No, these guys are terrible at gossiping, aren't they? Where was I? Two straight men, highest level of power on the planet, met to gossip in front of the media. Talk about being terrible at gossiping. Flu is still creeping upon me. And at this point, I think it's already here. So that was just one terrible gossip. Very terrible gossip. Now, let's come back home now, shall we? Let's come back home because, boy, do we have a pile of stories to go through. Let's start with one that I missed yesterday because, well, we had to live stream the... personal person. Thanks. Let's start with what's taking place in the Republic. Let's get back to what's taking place in the Republic of Namibia now. You see, in the Republic of Namibia, Namibia is also, well, run by politicians. And one thing I like about politicians is that they are very good at creating content for comedians, which is why I enjoy political topics in my comedy, material. I do social content, but I like to leave, my social content is reserved for stage because most of it doesn't have, Karen is not gonna like it. So I just like to stick to politics. Thank you for tuning in, guys. For those of you that are listening via the app, and those of you that are looking at Mwa via the Facebook live, Kayona Stevens watching from the mighty Erongo region. Shout out to you. And you have Benjamin. Good morning, watching from Swakop. Hey, Erongo region. Erongo region is rocking. And sign to Daniels, shout out to you guys. And now, why did I say earlier on that whoever is organizing a match between Perry Simon and Ninja must also organize one between Paul Snow Paul Snow and Sankwasa? Let me be the commentator of that match, please. I'm begging. I'll do it for free. As long as I'm provided with bodyguards, because after that match, those two will gang up against me. The comments I'm gonna have there. Now, I have been here, just this year alone, last month alone, I was here making fun of how we Namibians are just, need to work on our naming, on our naming skills. Naming, especially the names that we give to our organizations, or more like the companies that we're just registering with BIPA. First of all, an air conditioning company registered by a Namibian, a very hard-working gentleman, is called Wanyela Investment CC, a refrigeration Wanyela. Now, while that, you know, while that, now, how that went through BIPA is beyond me. It's either there's a comedian from Zambezi that's working for BIPA, or BIPA doesn't have anyone that's coming from the Zambezi region. The thing is, I love, you know, I like languages. And, because of that, I draw parallels between a lot of different words. Here's something that you'll find fascinating. Dada, at least in my language, means father. You're more like that's a childish way of saying father. It's what it's the way that mostly toddlers call their father. It's a dada or papa. But dada, you know, dada will do just fine. Unless you're Catholic, then you can go with papa, pop, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, so dada means father. It turns out in Swahili, dada means sister. Baba is now father. It's like, okay, now. At this point, all I just did is took 1 week of Swahili lessons, and I'm already drunk because of the words that are just of how everything is mixed up compared to the language that the language that's native to me, which is Thimbukushu. Get yourself a Kavango friend. Now, and then you have C in Portuguese means no. C, S-I. In Swahili means C in Portuguese means yes. C S I in Swahili means not. Now I'm at this point going, you know what? I'm gonna have to focus on one language at a time, because like everyone that has ADHD, we have a focusing problem, a very serious one. So we are always we are very good at starting something, but we never finish at least 90% of it. We are very good. When we start something, it's more emotional motivated because of, satisfactory hormones or something in biology and medicine. But halfway through, we get bored and then drop it and start something else. So I'm finding myself overwhelmed by a bunch of words that means, you know, that sound the same, but mean completely different things in a bunch of languages. So, where was I? On the naming part, Joseph Kawandenge leaves Nudo, starts a political party, and the best name he could come up with is Asoli, which sounds to me like an apology. I'm sure he has a brilliant idea in mind. But now it seems to me like, there's a name here. James Sankwasa is also, a businessman, you know, a consultant. The human resources works for NAST. I mean, very smart guy, as you can imagine. After all, Sankwasa is from Zambezi. Of course, he's going to be smart. Now, moving on. Has a company called Cha 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 Management. You have got to be kidding me. Of all the names you could have thought of, bro, works for NAST, you know, consultants, you know, very smart, educated. The best name you could come up with for an organization is Cha Cha Cha. Really? Now, I'm not saying it's a terrible, who am I kidding? It's a terrible name. I really need to get me a lawyer and bodyguards at this point. Now, the anti-corruption. Now, my favorite part about the whole Sankwasa and Paul's Noah tit for tat is, I have several favorite parts. One, it's coming out in newspapers, and boy, am I gobbling it up. And, something that you'll find fascinating here is something that, Mr. Paul's Noah said. Now, you know, I will conclude with that. Let's start, you know, let me just run you through some of the things I was able to discover while going through this story. Now, I bought this newspaper yesterday. I decided to keep it for today. I was like, you know what, I don't care. Tomorrow is Friday. I'm having this. The Anti-Corruption Commission, that commission that is run by a guy whose hands is tight in some of the cases, but in some of the cases his hands are free. The Anti-Corruption Commission is investigating an almost $5 million Namibian dollars tender award to a company owned by James Sankwasa under questionable circumstances. The story goes that in March, we are in May. In March, a company called Cha-Cha-Cha Management Consultancy was awarded a tender under questionable circumstances. And the Anti-Corruption Commission is dedicated to finding out the questionability behind the circumstances, the alleged circumstances at this point. They are still investigating. But why am I saying they are still investigating? Well, the language being used here is one of more like settling personal scores between the two. Which is why I recommended a boxing ring. We will get to the part where I'm recommending a boxing ring. Now, the Minister of Urban and Rural Development is facing an investigation into how he teamed up with a former agricultural director who allegedly helped craft the terms of reference of the tender before retiring in July 2024. Now, when it comes to procurement in this, our Republic of Namibia, this is how things work. Ministries, all the ministries and SOEs, basically the public sector, ministries, SOEs, throw in the office of the two executive offices, that's the office of the Prime Minister and the office of the President. Every year they are given money by the Ministry of Finance. Now, the Ministry of Finance just gives them this money. Now, what project that they have to spend this money on, that they decide to spend this money on, is entirely up to them. It's entirely up to them. Now, one thing they have to, the only thing they have to do is before the end of that financial year, they have to submit to the Ministry of Finance their procurement plans. They have to submit to the Ministry of Finance their procurement plans, aka basically two things: what they plan on procuring and how the procedures that they're going to use to procure it. But we'll continue this on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
ShopRite's biggest toy promotion is all set to blast off. Get ready to play more and pay less with our wide range of toys. Get unbeatable deals like 24-centimeter Cuddly Baby Bukeka or Britney doll, all variants, which is $79.99 each. And a 25-centimeter Super Convoy plastic truck, all variants, for only $69.99 each. Hurry and save big now until the 15th of June. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust. Always.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
16 past the hour of 10. Now, where was I? Every year, before the beginning of the next financial year, all the ministries, executive offices, and SOEs are required by the Ministry of Finance to submit their procurement plans. Something, by the way, they have been terrible at, and they've been criticized on that. But that's a topic for another day. Translation, they are very good at accepting money, but they are not very good at submitting the plans, as to what actually, like on paper, what they are going to use that money for. Now, the reason behind the whole, you know, you can look at the whole procedure as more bureaucratic, but it's actually not. It's intended for, you know, for transparency purposes, because after submitting their financial, their procurement plans with the Ministry of Finance, one of the requirements that the procurement policy unit requires them to do is to take the, once they're approved, they have to take those plans and also make them public, you know, putting them in newspapers. And, but most importantly, they must upload them on their website under procurement. For everyone, you know, for you and me, Namibians, to see what these other, what these ministries and these SOEs are up to financially. Again, did I say that they are very terrible at that? If I didn't, I'm going to repeat it again. They are very terrible at following those rules, and they've been criticized. Well, ever since I started coming out, coming across that information of them being criticized, that was in 2022. Now, they were also criticized by, you know, this year. You can find a bunch of those statistics on how many of them submitted, submitted their procurement plans. I think, you know, for last year, only 5 of them submitted their procurement plans on time. The rest failed to submit their procurement. It's either failed to submit their procurement plans or they submitted them really late, but the majority failed miserably. Now, coming back to this story of, the Paul's Noah and, you know, James Sankwasa. Very nice story. Very, very, very nice story. And I like the direction it's, you know, the direction it's going. It is alleged that, a gentleman that was, a gentleman that was, that worked as a deputy. Director of the, for the, former agriculture, Minister of Agriculture director who resigned last year. First of all, laid out like the terms and conditions of a tender that they were going to put out as a Ministry of Agriculture. Now, after helping lay out these terms and conditions of this tender, he resigned. According to the allegedly helped craft the terms of reference of the tender before retiring, not resigning, retiring. After helping, participate in basically drafting the terms and conditions of this, of the tender that they were going to put out as a ministry, he retired, but that was last year. After homeboy retired, he just conveniently happened to then, get a job in a company that won the tender that he helped draft the terms and conditions for. Now you see the problem. It's like, how do I put this? Okay. No kidding. Seriously, dude? Yeah. What happened was, thank you. You see, when you look at it this way, you begin to understand it more like, the suspicions behind it. Now, I'm not an investigator. I'm just looking at the stories and going like, fascinating. More material for me for radio. Now, but the thing is, now you have this tit for tat. Anti-corruption is like, we are smelling, there's a rotten fish somewhere here. They didn't smell the James Hatukilipe and the Isaki Shangala one, but some reason this one they can, well, at least we know they can smell something. Finally. Jesus. It's been a while. Now imagine the fish rod, the James Hatukilipe and the Isaki Shangala one, had to be smelled by a bunch of Qataris. That was Al Jazeera, by the way. They are the ones that smelled it. These ones here at home, I don't want to mention any names. For some reason, the nose decided to go, The nose was not functioning. The noses were not functioning, plural. Now, that's not the red flag number one that, you know, that the ACC is investigating. According to them, the red flag number two is, is the procedure in which the tender was put out. It was not even advertised. It was, it's a tender that was given, it's a tender that was given under, emergency terms. Because according to section 33 subsection 1 of the Public Procurement Act, that section allows for public entity to procure goods and services using direct procurement method in cases of emergency. Now, the emergency part of this procurement is one that's also being questioned. It was not really much of an emergency. It could have been advertised, but the fact that they didn't also is raising a lot of, a lot of eyebrows. Now, putting the James Sankwasa and the director and, the former director of Ministry of Agriculture aside, let's move on the side of Paul Snoa. That's my favorite part. Now, this is personal. Between these two guys, I'm convinced. You don't have to believe me. I'm a comedian. I can just make this stuff up. I have a sneaky suspicion, between James Sankwasa and Paul Snoa. This is, this whole thing has a little bit of personal issue to it. Let me explain myself before someone sends bodyguards here. Point number one that I find too fishy to ignore. Point number one. The ACC Director General Paul Snoa confirmed the investigation yesterday. This was yesterday's paper. Put that in mind. Yes, we are investigating that case. We have started questioning the officials from the Agricultural Ministry, including the Executive Director. Ndia Kuping Tuamata. And we will also question former Director Nikondo. That's the one that is allegedly helped draft basically terms and conditions of the tender, before resigning and then getting a job in a company that won the tender. Nice! Man, I need friends, I swear. I need to know a guy who knows a guy, because this is too fishy to ignore. Look at it this way. Let me just, this is the spice of this case, guys. This is the spice of this case. Imagine Helmut, working for Eagle FM, right? And then, Eagle FM, decides, we need to build, we need to expand into a radio station. Let's build a radio station. Let's build a TV station. And, let's advertise. Okay. Let's allocate money aside for a, for a TV station. And then, I'm part of the management now, right? And then I participate in help them into drafting, like, what type of a TV station we want, and what are the requirements of the company, what requirements a company that will apply for this tender must meet and all that. And then after drafting all those terms and, all those terms and conditions, blah, 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 we put everything in a pipeline. And then I resign. After resigning, I just happen to work in a company that wins that tender that will build a radio station. I mean, at that point, you can't suspect John Walenga for going, hang on a second. How is this possible? There could be nothing wrong. It could just be a pure coincidence, but you have to admit, it's going to make everyone go like, huh. I'm not saying there's something going on. I'm just saying it's very tempting to ask whether something is a coincidence or just one heck of a coincidence. There's a difference, by the way. If you are a comedian, you would know. But because you are not, I will tell you. everyone can suspect that that's too fishy to ignore. But, well, I said, let's get back to, you know, let's get back to Paul's Noah. Now, Noah said he agrees with those who suspect the tender was intentionally orchestrated. Yeah, right. Unless they satisfy us with their explanation, but this is the same person, in reference to James Sankwasa making, this is the part that's making me go like, this is personal, guys. These guys have had a little bit of tension somewhere, and now they're just using, you know, this whole thing to settle the scores. And don't get me wrong, as a comedian, oh, I'm loving it. Now, unless they said, yeah, that's still the head of ACC speaking. That's Paul Snow. Unless they satisfy us with their explanation, but this is the same person in reference to James Sankwasa making noise. Literally, that's what it says. Making noise that the ACC is not fighting corruption, yet his company is involved in a clear conflict of interest. He said. Now, here's one thing. A moral of the story. Now, here's where I decided to park the bus with that story. Here is moral of the story. If you don't want ACC to investigate you, don't call them weak. Because if you say the Anti-Corruption Commission is not working, they will try to prove that they are working by investigating you. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't say I didn't tell you. This is my wisdom. No go kill me. I swear this is my wisdom. So, in short, that's the only, you know, that's the lesson that's the whole lesson I drew from that, you know, from that, more like, political tit for tat going on between Paul Snow and James Sankwasa. That is, if you don't want Anti-Corruption Commission to investigate you, compliment them. Now, speaking of which, Anti-Corruption Commission is working day and night to fight corruption, guys. They are not weak. They are very strong. I don't want them to investigate me. Now, you know, the anti-corruption is up, is on top of fighting corruption. With this, with Ntumbo's administration that has the same level of dedication towards fighting corruption, they are fighting corruption. Don't call them weak. Otherwise, they're going to investigate you. Believe me, they will find it. Now, isn't it? Altogether now, if you don't want anti-corruption to investigate you, what do you do? Compliment them. Now, if you want them to investigate you, just call them weak. This is giving toxic masculinity 101. If you want to kill a guy, call him weak. Just, you know, it's a classic, toxic masculinity thing. Well, I should know. The best way to and this is a trick that I don't think a lot of people a lot of women know. The best way, okay, men naturally, men, and look, we are not broken. Don't try to fix us. We're good. Men naturally, we all have an ego. We all have an ego, which is why a lot of women like to say things like, "Well, be a man. Go and do it. Be a man." Because they know that that statement alone, "be a man," will make a guy think he can face a gorilla and win. Because he just said, "be a man." Oh, what are you, not man enough? Those words are very, 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 very tempting for my gender to go and fight Goliath. That explains David's story. But anyway, again, Anti-Corruption Commission is working really hard to fight corruption, and they are combating corruption. They are not weak. They are strong. Whew, I hope we are clear with Paul Snow on that one. Now, for those of you that want to call in, the line is 083-288-401. The studio line is 083-288-401. And the office line for whistleblowers is 083-288-400. That's the office line. In 083-288-401, that's the studio line here in the Capital Studio of Eagle FM. On the other side, I'll start taking calls, and please do put in mind, I'm not a political analyst, I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, not an international relations expert, nope, just a comedian. My sole job is making fun of fully grown men making kindergarten-level mistakes. Like two straight men. I'm telling you, straight guys, I can't defend us on this whole Ramaphosa and Donald Trump gossiping of Julius Malema. Two straight men, all powerful, came together in front of the media to gossip. These idiots did not know that if you were gossiping, you may want to get rid of the media first. But they were like, you know what? We're going to gossip. This is also, once again, proves the old theory that gossiping is not supposed to be for men. These two guys decided to gossip. Oh, Jesus. And by the way, they both have... these two guys that came together to try and solve problems, they both have pending cases that are pending investigation. One of, you know, millions of dollars hidden under sofas. The other one, that made us, you know, witness for the first time an adult entertainment star take the stand and testify in court. That was one of the most vivid cases. Oh, boy. I think I'm going to need a lot of therapy. But, well, a quick break. On the other side of the break, I'll start taking calls. The line is 083-288-401. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmut. Isofan Eagle FM. Jay is welcome.
Olio mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ningi kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwambirewa konora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is... actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. It's 23 minutes left to the hour of 11. That's when I wish you a good morning and a good Friday, at least for the morning session point of view. The Oh, dear Lord. Moving on. Let me take a little bit of a detour with the IPC. You guys are very good at taking risks. I will have to give you that. I mean, first of all, congratulations to Itula for getting on a boat in the Zambezi region. At like this time of the year, I'm from Kavango. Let me explain something to you. This time of the year, I don't like canoes. I know they were in a boat, I think something engine-powered. But first of all, anyone that have, you know, anyone that was born and raised crossing a river with a canoe knows that the worst mistake you can make is get on a boat with your shoes on. For very simple reason, it's very difficult to swim with shoes. I have tried it, believe me. And without shoes, it's even much faster. Now, you know, when it comes to swimming in the event of an emergency, especially in high current water, it's easy to swim in high current water. But, you know, low current water is the worst. I don't like low current water because it's, you know, especially with a lot of clothes on. And now I was just scrolling through my social media, and then there was a video of the entire IPC cabinet in a boat. I'm like, okay, this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea. Does anyone of these guys know how to swim? And this time of the year, the water levels are really high. Okay, you know what? I mean, that's a terrible idea, but I will give you credit on the being very good risky takers. Very good risky takers. One mistake and the whole party is gone. Like, really? I'm just saying it's not worth it. Unless he has, you know, unless Itula has a PhD in swimming too. Unless, because, well, I know he's a very smart guy. He's a doctor. Like, literally. A doctor. That's decided for some reason to specialize in teeth. And he's also, you know, well, he also has a master's in law. Unless he has, he also has a master's in, you know, hydro aerobic exercise. What do you call water based type of exercise? I have no idea. Now. The part that I went through at the beginning of my show is one that made me come up with the title that you saw on the poster called Kingmakers. In medieval England, a bunch of guys that were known as Kingmakers, is basically the people that you call lobbyists or campaign contributors today. For me, my point of view on politicians is that every time politicians make decisions, naturally I ask myself, well, what made that guy make a decision like that? Now, my answer has always been not, what is this politician thinking? You know, Donald Trump is just an idiot. Ramaphosa is just dumb. What is it? No, I don't call politicians dumb because politicians are not dumb, which is why they have more money than us. But, you know, if you look at it, by assuming that politicians are dumb, it has enabled them to exploit the loopholes that we don't suspect anyone who is dumb to exploit. So now, every time that a politician passes a policy or endorses a policy or a point of view, I ask myself one question: who is benefiting from it? And for 90% of the time, politicians back up policies that benefit the people that contributed to their campaign. Now, those people that are called today as campaign contributors are the ones that hold the real soft power behind a bunch of guys that you keep calling honorable. And now, back in medieval England, those people were called kingmakers. They literally did exactly that. They made kings. They made it possible for a king to be on the throne. In other words, while everyone looked at the king as the most powerful guy, the king deep inside knew who put him there. Or who put her there. Have you ever wondered why, how to put this? you know, the king of Spain in the 1480s, the king of Portugal in the 1450s, and the king of the king of England in the 14 or 1500s, King Henry VIII. They both, these three guys all have one thing in common. Before they made the decisions to, most of the decisions, especially the most influential or significant ones to, that will influence, a large part of their kingdoms, they had to consult with the papacy. In other words, you need to go and seek papal, moral or religious authority. In other words, these guys were powerful, but they were not the most powerful. Rome was. So, instead of looking at Donald Trump and Cyril Ramaphosa with regards to what was going on in the White House that day of the most embarrassing gossip, or basically what will go down in history today as the most embarrassing gossip in the history of mankind, one that was done by a bunch of straight guys. Before you go there, find out what type of policy is being, or more like what type of idea is being pushed here. Well, of course, the idea is that there's a white, farmers genocide or white genocide going on in South Africa. No, there's a Palestinian genocide going on in Gaza, being backed up by the very same guy that's saying, well, I think I have a PowerPoint presentation I can show you. You know what I would have done if I was Ramaphosa? I would have gone there with one of those, Israeli Defense Force, TikTok videos in my own PowerPoint presentation. I'm like, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that powerful presentation. I mean, Julius Malema is yelling all those, racial slurs. I mean, how diabolical. Moving on. Now, so far, a bunch of guys that you support have sniped, about 30 or 40 those are just journalists. Now, let's move on to civilians. 50,000, not alleged to have been killed, no, literally killed. That would have made one excellent presentation, but Ramaphosa, of course, for diplomatic reasons, decided to leave that part out. I would have gone with my own presentation of what's going on in Israel as well, of what's going on in Palestine, especially in Gaza. But, diplomatic blah, 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 and all that type of nonsense. Eagle FM, Kuyemore?
Yes, Kuyemore, 200.
Who 200?
That's all right, man.
Just hold that thought for a commercial break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
Madume. Hello.
Yes, are we back?
Yeah, we are back.
Oh, please. Sorry, man.
Please pass the mic.
Yeah, Rumoto, what is going on, man, with the frequency?
Now, that's a very fascinating question that is for IT. And I'm asking, you and I are asking the same question. I could go there and fight them, but hey, the guys are many. There are too many. They'll punch me in the face.
You need to call me up also. So we go in the group.
I think we can defeat them as long as we are not criticizing ICC. No, as long as we are not criticizing ACC.
ACC, yeah.
Yeah. If you criticize them, they will investigate you.
Yeah, they will come back for you.
If you don't criticize them, you are fine.
You are fine, my friend. You are a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But once you, they will find anything to come for you. Yeah.
if you don't criticize them, their hands are tight. But if you criticize them,
yeah, they will be selection from the dead.
I know, right?
That is happening.
Oh, but I'm
and serious, I think they are honorable. Maybe if it is serious with the corruption. this hard time the director to go. How many times am I having to call his head? Seriously. This is a hard time.
Yeah.
Because we know, all of us, we know that the missing between him and James. And we know James didn't do much wrong. The way it's like he went to to investigate him. How many cases? That we know, we want people who are capable, like James and what he's doing. You know, the people, they can find anything small. To mess up your name. And what they are doing currently.
Mandume?
Yeah.
You can't say James Angwasa didn't do anything wrong. He did something
wrong. No, no. It's wrong, but you know, how many them they do is the same.
He said ACC is not working. That is terribly wrong.
You know, I'm telling you that they come from death. They resurrection from death. To start investigating, so you see now.
Yeah.
And this higher time for me, a person, you and me, we can understand this. But other people who are like, much of them, they don't pay attention. They think, you know, he's doing exactly his job. Yeah. No, man. No. It's for him. He need to go out. Leave that chair to somebody else.
Who is going to take over?
No, there are a lot of people, capable people. You know the fish guy, fish lot guy.
Uh-huh.
What is his name? The famous one, man. Investigator. He can take over that job. The one I think they send him either to, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a command somewhere in Nampo, in Dapolo somewhere. It's just somewhere around there. Guys, it's him and who was this guy? Kanyangela.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bro. Those guys again. Yeah, those are best candidates for me.
Mandume, do you want to cause social chaos? what do you mean? What do you mean, Kanyangela?
Yeah, there's a guy. I think his name is Kanyangela. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, Mandume, you're missing something here. First of all, we are in politics. In politics, you don't get people that are competent. They will catch you.
They'll come for you.
Yeah.
You know somebody who's like mess up time, big time, so again.
Now you're talking.
No, but we don't need that anymore. We need it like, the guy's name is Bakers. You remember the visual try? Bakers. I forget the name, but it's Bakers. Somebody. Mm-hmm. But serious, I'm telling you, Helmut, if the meme, you want to win the Namibian heart, it's hard time this director to go. Much of us will know what is going on.
Oh, but the question, that raises up another question, Mandume. How do you let the guy go? I mean, they just let go the former minister of agriculture, that's Hengari, and he's suing them. Hey, these guys. It's kind of difficult to let these people go.
No. For him, if he's suing them, then the punishment must become hard for him. You know, he's having a 10 what? 11. 11 count of what? Try. So, we can add one more to make it equal. 12.
Man.
You need to be a big punishment.
Okay.
We don't need people like Engali in our life.
Okay.
Because the only thing which is done, it's wrong, it's very wrong.
Yeah.
And we don't need people like that.
Yeah.
Those people need to be put in some way.
Yeah.
That's why we are advocating that, you know, it's a hard time for the electors to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we need some people who are capable. And remember, they used to do it in Nandi. Things are changing, my friend. Everybody's leading.
Okay.
What is going on?
Okay. You're saying you need people that are capable. I'm saying ACC is not capable. Remember, Sakwasa said that and now he's being investigated.
I had those guys, they are resurrection from the dead.
I'm telling
now
you.
Now they are begging for 2 hands. It's a ghost handing the James Sakwasa.
Mandume?
Yeah.
Anti-corruption is working. Day and night, no. They are not sleeping to fight corruption.
No. How many times they did something?
They did that, but their hands were tied at some point. I remember, they said.
The tender which awarded to Minister for, it was Ben Head. over here they are not to go ahead. But now, suddenly the judgment come out that the tender must go through. Mm-hmm. Where the 5 years or something fit on the board of that business, which win a tender. You can remember that issue of the tender where the Zimbabwean and the East Sun in Namibia. Yeah. They got it. They got their tender back.
I remember that one. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. And the whole thing, ICC, they are going ahead to investigate in that even if they will not find anything wrong.
Okay, there's one thing I have come to learn from this whole, cha-cha-cha in consultancy and anti-corruption commission do yourself a favor. Whatever you do, always say something nice about anti-corruption.
If you don't say something nice,
they investigate you. I mean, it's not rocket science, guys. If you don't want to be investigated, just say something nice.
No, some of us, we also have a background, but I think, for me, maybe a track of my shoes where I'm walking away. What are they going to do on me?
They will find a bicycle seat.
They will find the election then. You remember the other time, when I borrowed money? All those. Now I'm going for ICC. Me and you are rumored that we understand, man, what is this the elect is trying to do. After he just, somebody has to stand up to tell him that you are not doing anything. Because how many cases do we bring here? I know my hands are tied. No, I give it that and then, because these people are powerful, but there's a route for it. There's always a route for you to go. Mm-hmm. To address this issue which is happening, because we all having the power, invest our power in you. And if you know you cannot handle the matter, there's an ombudsman. Why doesn't South the ombudsman to do that for him? If you know that the job which is required, you cannot do it.
Mandume?
Even the fish was he's proud of, he's the one who investigated and things to come out.
Mandume? Mandume, the examples you are giving are of sharks and orcas. You and I are horse mackerel.
Yeah, that's the thing now, yeah.
I mean, we'll just be gobbled up.
Oh, no. But just sometimes, you might think it's horse fish cat.
Uh-huh.
Then you're mistaking the fish cat with a crocodile.
Uh-huh.
That's what is happening. Because I think they're judging a lot of Namibians. That you are not capable to see what is happening.
Well, I for one am loving what is going on here. It's just a lot of twists and turns in the story. Because, first of all, the allegation, this is the allegations that were denied by the former, the former director of the Ministry of Agriculture, who allegedly helped draft the documents pertaining to the tender, and then resigned and then started working for a company that won the tender. Now, I'm just saying, look, maybe there's nothing going on, but come on, it's just,
That's just a little mistake with you also in mind. Because we are all human beings. I'm on the side of James Sangwasa. Seriously, I know I'm on the side. Yeah. Because this is not happening the first time even. People are waiting a tender without being advertised.
Uh-huh.
It's been happening. Uh-huh. How many times we see these things and the things, they come out, there's nothing wrong with it.
Now
because someone is saying something, they are going for him.
They
even bring the bazooka and everything.
Bazooka, they're coming out with tanks. Are you kidding?
You said that? no, man. No. For me, ICC director, please, excuse us.
ICC director, his name is Mandume, investigate him. All right, man.
Shop, shop, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Friday and it's 3 minutes to the hour of 11. And, so we have basically come to the conclusion. We basically have to round it up and conclude our show for today. And now, here's the thing. When was that? Was that 2023 or 2024? Yeah, 2023. Yeah, 2024, the Standing Committee on Constitutional and Legal Affairs decided to go out and investigate the, they went on a fact-finding mission. And where they went to, they usually do this to go and look at, this specific fact-finding mission was to look at the infrastructure that's used in the dispensation of justice in the Republic of Namibia. Now, their goal was to find out, how are these infrastructures? How are the courtrooms? How are the accommodation areas of public prosecutors, public lawyers? So basically everyone that's working in the public sector in the dispensation of justice. Now, one thing they found was that, Oshakati courtroom door have not been replaced in about about 6 months, at least that they were able to count. And when they tried to find out why the door have not been replaced in such a long period of time, they asked the Ministry of Works guys, started pointing fingers at at the Procurement Act, the Public Procurement Act and the long requirements they had to go through to carry out a single procurement, procurement activity. But it turns out there is, that very same act makes room for emergency procurement. I know a door is not an emergency if you just look at it as a piece of furniture, until you realize that, the people that are using that courtroom needs safety. Then you see that 6 months is such a long time. Why didn't someone just file it as a, some kind of emergency procurement? I know, the emergency procurement part is what comes in very handy. When you're working with the ministry, comes in very handy in the event of, like the one that we went through during COVID-19 pandemic. Because, if you have to go through the entire procurement procedure for you to procure medicine for a type of a disease that is plaguing people, plaguing people, that instant, procurement plans are not really going to be a good way to go. So hence making room for emergency procurement. Why not the door?
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month, and free internet browsing midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
And welcome back. Today we did cover a variety of topics, which included one of the biggest gossips, from the one of the biggest gossips from Cyril Ramaphosa and Donald Trump, to the bravery of IPC members for getting in a boat. That was wow. And also the the tit for tat going on between two of Namibia's some of the among the two of the most powerful gentlemen in Namibia, that's James Sankwasa and Paul Snoa, and they're exchanging a lot of information blows that we are, some of us are very, we're enjoying, some of us were just enjoying. And I'm still going to maintain that whoever is organizing a match between Harry Simon and Ninja, organize one between Paul Snoa and Sankwasa so that, you know, we can see how they will handle things in a boxing ring. But, well, it's still an ongoing story. It's still an investigation. But, well, one thing I've learned from it is, whatever you do, don't criticize Anti-Corruption Commission, because if you criticize the, you know, if you say that they are not working, they will prove that they are working by investigating you. You know, just to prove that actually we can work. It's just that, well, we don't want to for, I don't know, a lot of reasons, including maybe they only investigate, you know, horse mackerel, not sharks, blah, blah, blah. Now I have to go before they start investigating me too. And of course, I leave you, as always, in the hands of Sizoma Salicho with yours truly, Madam Honorable Igwe, Her Majesty. Woman Alisa.
Ulio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahitatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahitatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.7.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.